The Youth's Instructor, July 18, 1911, An Appeal from Our Captain. The work of all believers is to cooperate with Christ in seeking those who are lost. Christ has given this work to His followers, and the members of the church stand arraigned before God as unfaithful unless they undertake this work disinterestedly and thoroughly. Many will urge that there are other duties that keep them from doing the work, and so excuse themselves from being missionaries for God. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars for ever and ever. There are many Christian youth that can do a good work if they will learn lessons in the school of Christ from the great teacher. Even though pastors, evangelists, and teachers should neglect the seeking of the lost, let not the children and youth neglect to be doers of the word. The lesson of Christ in this scripture is to be received and believed and acted upon in living faith. Let young men and women and children go to work in the name of Jesus. Let them unite together upon some plan and order of action. Cannot you form a band of workers and have set times to pray together and ask the Lord to give you His grace and put forth united action? You should consult with men who love and fear God, who have experience in the work, that under the movings of the Spirit of God, you may form plans and develop methods by which you may work in earnest and for certain results. The Lord will help those who will use their God-entrusted capabilities to His name's glory. As you labor for others, the divine power of the Spirit will work upon their souls, for they have been purchased by the blood of the only begotten Son of God. We can be successful in winning souls for whom Christ has died only as we depend on the grace and power of God to do the work of convicting and converting the heart. While you are presenting to them the truth of God, unbelief and uncertainty will strive to hold the mind. But let the pledged word of God expel doubt from your hearts. Take God at His word and work in faith. Satan will come with his suggestions to make you distrust the word of your heavenly Father. But consider, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Press your faith through the dark shadow of Satan, and lodge it upon the mercy seat, and let not one doubt be entertained. This is the only way in which you will gain an experience and find the evidence so essential for your peace and confidence. As your experience grows, you will have increased ardor of soul and warmer love for the service of God, because you have oneness of purpose with Jesus Christ. Your sympathies are begotten of the Holy Spirit. You wear the yoke with Christ and are laborers together with God.